Hello. Is it working this time? Can you hear me?
Cole, are you there?
Hello, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay, yes, I think I can finally hear you. That was really weird. My phone kept fighting me. I appreciate you calling me back.
No problem at all. Thank you so much for the patience, Nicole. I had a discussion in detail with the previous compliance manager who was handling your case. I got to know the entire situation, and I believe you need your book to be ready in the first week of April, which is like the 4th of April, correct?
Yeah, I'm going to have to write it myself. There's no way you guys can get it done and I'd have time to edit it. So I'm rewriting it completely from scratch. That's actually my job today. I'm re-outlining it. I've gotten rid of all of the work that you guys did because I can't depend on you to get done.
Okay, so, okay. All right. Well, Nicole,
if I don't have this book done today.
Yeah, here's what I got from the team. They said that if they had the complete outline, they would have been able to deliver that to you. And even now they are saying if you are able to provide a complete outline to them for the 30 chapters, because the outline that they have, it's only for 10 chapters. And they were assuming that we were going to do detailed developmental editing once we completed 10 chapters. But later down the line, you
okay, well, that's not actually correct, because I'd given them several complete outlines, and then I honed down and gave them much tighter outlines up to 10 chapters because they couldn't seem to get the idea of what I was trying to get them to write. So I gave them much more expanded with the understanding that we were going to continue to develop those outlines as they went, but they never even got far enough for me to do that. Huh?
Have you provided the outlines for all 30 chapters?
Well, that was what the plan was. I gave them the full outline of the book to begin with. I hardly ever saw anything, and when I did, it was so bad that I had to have them rewrite it and rewrite it and rewrite it. And finally, I had to break down, like I said, and give them a much, much, much more detailed outline per chapter. And I did that up to the first 10 chapters just so they could, I basically was holding their hand. What's the point of doing that? I might as well write the dang thing myself.
Okay,
so
I understand where you're coming
from.
There's
no way your team is going to get this done.
Okay. Okay, well, they have put this in. Now, in order for me to catch them red-handed, in other words, I will need something from your end to deliver. Because they are claiming that if you provide a detailed outline of whatever 30 chapters I believe you're moving forward with, that's the tentative chapter number or breakdown that we have as of now. If you are to provide a detailed outline, they will be able to provide the complete book by the end of the month.
No, there is no if. I am not going to risk my reputation on your company any longer. I cannot do it. They have let me down time and time again. If I do not have this book delivered, it messes up my KDP, my publishing company's KDP profile for a year. I'm not willing to do that.
How does that work?
Because over a year ago, I put this book up for pre-order, knowing that we would have it because it's part of a series, and it needed to be up for pre-order.
Okay.
And within the original contract guidelines, I should have had this book written in 3 or 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
That was the original offer. The book should have been ready and done and uploaded months ago.
Mm-hmm.
When the pre-order date is not met, I had the option of pushing it out one time. So, do you know how Amazon Publishing works?
Mm-hmm.
I had one option to push it out, which I had to do because it was originally scheduled for March. If I do it again, they will not let me put pre-orders up for the rest of my titles. This title, by the way, is my throwaway pen name. This is one I'm trying to start building, which is why I was willing to consider working with a ghostwriter. This one will kill my bread and butter pen name. I am not willing to do that.
Okay.
I have almost 40 titles in print, and I've got about 15 more coming out this year. You're not messing up my profile. So I'm rewriting this. I've gotten rid of all the content that your team has written because I cannot trust them. It was not very good anyway. So it's gone. I'm not working with you anymore.
Okay. All right. So just for clarity, for my understanding, and since we are on a recorded medium, we are not moving forward with this option, right? The option that the team is providing, correct?
We are not moving forward with this book. I'm rewriting it myself. That's what I'm doing today.
Perfect. Okay. All right, then. Thank you so much, Nicole. Give me like an hour or so. Let me have this confirmed because when these kind of options are, you know, proposed from the team, what the company does is that the company gives them a leverage. If the team is claiming that they will complete the book by the end of the month, then the company would be like, oh, no, it's whatever happened. They're willing to resolve this, and they're willing to fix it for the client. But I do understand your point here that if your book is on pre-release and you have already pushed it one time, you cannot do that again and again. So,
this team has made me so many promises. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't even believe if they told me the sky was blue at this point.
I understand. And thank you for clarifying that to me. Now that you have said this to me, I do have a stronger case, and I'm going to take this further to the finance department, get your approval for a full refund, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.